Hi, my name is Raj Mehrotra. I'm the editor-in-chief for the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. And I'm delighted to be here with Dr. Park, who is the recipient of the first prize award for the C. Jason Trainee of the Year. Dr. Park, can you introduce yourself to the C. Jason audience?
My name is Shuk Park, a transfer nephrologist and assistant professor at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Before joining as a faculty, I did NIH T32 postdoctoral fellowship when I did the work that has been published at CJSN.
Nice. What sparked your interest in research in this non-invasive diagnosis of subclinical rejection? I understand the goal is to eliminate the potential need for surveillance biopsies.
So I got the opportunity to understand this area in depth when I wrote a review article about borderline changes in kidney allograft with my research mentor, Dr. John Friedwald. It is then that I learned of that non-invasive biomarkers have a great potential to diagnose rejection and predict prognosis without invasive biopsies. This means fewer complications and less burden for the patients. This is what interested me to further research in this thematic area.
What is the gap in knowledge that you're hoping to bridge with your work?
So we hope to improve the performance of non-invasive biomarkers to diagnose or exclude subclinical acute rejection by combining gene expression profiling and donor-derived cell-free DNAs. The main research question was whether the two different technologies could be complementary, and we found that they are.
Can you elaborate a bit more? What did you find?
So considering the result of both tests together gave us higher predictive value. With two negative tests, we had a negative predictive value of 88% compared to 82% and 84% for the tests alone. That means that 88% of people with both tests that are negative do not have subclinical rejection. Accurately ruling out subclinical acute rejection allows clinicians to monitor for rejection and avoid surveillance biopsies in many cases. Conversely, when both tests were positive, the positive predictive value was 81%, well above the 47% and 56% each test alone. That means that 81% of people that have both tests positive, they have subclinical rejection. So we also show that the combined tests performed better in predicting rejection than either test alone using AUROC in a multivariable logistic regression. An additional important finding was that gene expression profile was significantly better than donor-derived cell-free DNA in detecting acute cellular rejection. Conversely, donor-derived cell-free DNA was significantly better at detecting antibody-mediated rejection than it was at detecting acute cellular rejection. Taken together, these findings help frame the clinical context of use of these different biomarkers.
Very interesting. You know, of course, this is not my area of work. I do know, however, that there are several different blood and urinary biomarkers that people have tested as potential tools to diagnose rejection non-invasively. So just taking a step back, what would you say, how does your work fit in that larger body of work?
So our work builds the body of non-invasive biomarker studies to diagnose acute rejection. The most of the studies were done on patients with allograft dysfunction. However, we focused on diagnosing or excluding subclinical acute rejection in stable kidney transplant patients with high negative predictive value. Our publication also provides that the first substantial data using donor-derived cell-free DNA to monitor stable patients. This allows for immune reaction monitoring for silent subclinical rejection, which cannot otherwise be done without surveillance biopsies. For example, when we lowering immunosuppressant, double biomarker monitoring ensures we have the all list warning of the rejection.
Yeah, that makes sense. Your work is a meaningful advance in our knowledge. What do you plan to do as next steps in your research, and more broadly, where should the field be headed?
I would like to investigate further how and how often to use these biomarkers to diagnose or exclude rejection and predict the prognosis. Eventually, I want to build a comprehensive predictive model incorporating pre-transplant biomarkers, clinical and imaging and pathologic data to provide personalized medicine using artificial intelligence.
Thank you. This is very important work. Congratulations again. What words of advice or wisdom do you have for people that are contemplating or just starting their research training with a focus on kidney diseases?
So patience and perseverance are key. The failure is a part of research. Keep an open mind. You can find collaborators in nephrology and beyond it.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.